Hello, and welcome to the Mentor of Life podcast by Dr. Shola Izokoli. I am Dr. Shola Izokoli, your life makeover mentor. With untraditional solutions to age-old problems, I help you create what you want in life, health, and relationships. Yes, you can have it all. Hello, hello, and welcome back. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe, like, and hit the bell icon so that you can get more content from me, more amazing content. And if you're listening on podcasts, hey, you can actually, you know, hop on over to YouTube where you can see my face. Now, today I'm going to be talking about how to identify and avoid toxic relationships. Now, we need to be purposeful about our relationships in general, and not just our romantic relationships, the relationships that we call close to us, the people that, who do we really let into our lives? Who do we allow into our lives? Who do we let into our circles? It's very important that we know how to identify and avoid toxic relationships. Of course, it goes without saying that we need to self-examine so that we ourselves are not toxic in our relationships. Now, so I'm going to be speaking from my book, and there'll be a link to so you can order it. My book is titled Free to Be, The Empowered Woman's Handbook. Now, this is my latest book. It was just released a month ago, but so some of the things I'm sharing are going to be from my book. Of course, it's not everything about relationships that I've written in this book that I'm going to be talking about. There's a lot I wrote about I wrote about different types of relationships, different categories of relationships. I already have about 4,000 words on relationships, but I'm going to share a little bit to whet your appetite so that you can get the book and read it yourself and get a fuller view about how you can conduct relationships better, how you can be your best self in a relationship, and how you can identify and avoid toxic relationships, because relationships should be mutual. So a few points to ponder about toxic relationships. Again, I'm sharing from the book. So if you see me looking down, I'm glancing at the content from my book. So number one, nice people can be toxic to you. Exactly. Nice people. They said, but she's so nice. She's so nice. I've heard that before when someone is talking about maybe someone who subjected them to abuse or treated them badly. And the other person goes, but they're so nice. The truth is that even nice people can be toxic to other people. It's like serial killers. Serial killers don't kill everybody. They actually have friends who are alive. In the same vein, other people might say they're nice, but I always tell people this, everyone experiences everybody different. And some people choose to abuse and abuse, belittle, etc. certain people, and they choose to be nice to others. I don't know why, but guess what? Even so-called nice people can be toxic. That's number one. Another point to ponder is that people of faith can be toxic too. The fact that there are people of faith doesn't mean that they have good relationship skills. These are just skills like anything else, that they might have learned bad relationship skills from their own past. Let's say they grew up in a bullying household, and then they ended up becoming a bully. So, you know, the fact that they now maybe turned to faith or whatever doesn't mean that automatically they will stop being a bully. Now, number three, some people do not think they're toxic. They think their behaviors are normal. Number four, at the end of the day, it's up to you to decide whether to put up with toxic behavior or not. Because the truth is, you don't get to know that somebody is toxic, complain about them, and continue to allow them first place, the front row, right, in your life. That's just the way it is. You decide to put up with it or not to put up with it anymore. Number five, Toxic people are not usually self-introspective. That's kind of why they're toxic, because they don't examine themselves to see how their behavior is affecting others. So they're a lot of times not amenable to confrontation. Maybe some are, but honestly, I have never met one who is. Last but not the least, look in the mirror, make sure you are not the toxic relationship yourself, which brings me to signs of toxicity in relationship. Anyone who consistently, so this is a habit, this is what they do all the time, consistently seeks to control you as a matter of course, that is toxic. Relationships should be mutual and nobody should be trying to control anybody. Someone who's constantly judgmental towards you, never giving you the benefit of the doubt, guilt tripping you into doing things, that's another one, making you feel like you owe them all the time. So maybe they helped you when you were down, so they're constantly reminding you that you owe them. That is absolutely toxic. When they get mad when you don't comply with their wishes. So now remember, I'm saying these are things that you can see. Maybe you're in a relationship with somebody and these are the things they do consistently, right? Getting mad when you don't comply with their wishes, using blackmail, right? If they use blackmail to get you to do things, if you love me, you will do this. If you like me, if you say I'm your person, you will do this, right? When they try to make you feel desperate to hold on to the relationship, again, relationships should be reciprocal and mutual. And if you're a relationship with an adult of any kind, you know, there shouldn't be that making the other person feel like they owe something by trying to make them stay in the relationship. Anyone who uses you is toxic. When they disappear when you need them, but they appear when they need you. Also, and this isn't in the book, if they appear when they can be your rescuer and disappear when you're celebrating, when you're happy, when you want them around you because things are going so well and you want them to celebrate with you and they disappear, you know, but when it comes to when you are down, oh my goodness, they come, they want to pick up the pieces, that is toxicity. One of my friends called those suffer friends. They only come around when you're suffering, but when you're fine, they don't even want to hear it. Anyone who belittles you is toxic, bullies you, or displays any kind of abuse, physical abuse, verbal abuse, emotional abuse, financial abuse, that is toxicity. And you owe yourself the truth to say, hey, this is not right. This is toxic. I need to do something about it. So now you've been able to identify. How do you avoid them? First of all, make sure that these guys do not have access to your emotional energy or your emotional space, if possible, your physical space. Take stock of your closest relationships and scrutinize them while scrutinizing yourself too. And I actually give you a checklist in this book of different types of relationships and different grades of relationships. So you do well to hold them up to this checklist and see if there's any toxicity brewing. Set clear boundaries. You decide, remember I said, you decide who you want in your life. And if something isn't good for you, you shouldn't keep consuming it. You wouldn't go outside and eat dirt. Let's say you were born with blinders on or whatever, and you were eating dirt. And one day you became convinced that dirt was not good to eat. You would stop eating it, right? And just like anything else, the minute you realize something is bad for you, you don't justify reasons to keep doing those things. Well, some people do, but not the followers of my channels. So you start to exit these people from your life. Set boundaries. Okay? Set boundaries. The minute you know somebody is not good for you, why are you allowing them to continue to remain in your life? It doesn't make sense. You have this one life to live. Are you going to spend it living in toxic relationships? Like I said, it doesn't make sense. So treat others as you want to be treated. There's something about putting out in the world what you want to see. Okay, you don't get to be a toxic person and wonder why everyone is treating you badly, because after a while, guess what? They too, they will start to react and respond and probably even revenge. So if you're toxic, you need to work on yourself. You need to sit down with your therapist. You need to hire a coach. You need to talk. You need to look at the man in the mirror and ask him to change his ways. Look at the woman in the mirror and ask her to change her ways. Next, use the power of no to reclaim. Use the power of no to reclaim your power. No, I don't want to do that. No, I'm not going here. No, I don't want you to. No, you need to stop yelling at me or else I will leave the room. Stop. No, stop shouting at me or else we'll not have this conversation. No, no, no. Start to say no. Start to use your no to take your power back. Now, if the toxicity is extreme or abusive, remove yourself from the relationship. In fact, honestly, for me, it's like any signs of toxicity and I run for the hills. I run for the hills. And that is why right now the relationships around me are great. I cannot think of anyone. I could probably make a list of 100 people that I would say are closest to me in varying degrees, and not one of them is toxic. That's because I don't just allow anybody into my life. You cannot just allow anybody and anything into your life. In the same way, you don't just go out and eat dirt. You don't just allow people who are the equivalent of dirt into your life. And by when I say that, I mean people who are toxic, belittling, bullying, abusive, etc. So think about it as you go forward. If you would like to order my book, the link will be in the show notes and on YouTube, etc. And you'll be able to click and order it from Amazon and it will be shipped to you. And if you would like to work with me, now if you have problems with relationships, you look around and not one single relationship is a good one, then we probably need to have a chat. So I'm going to put a link to my calendar, you're going to be called by me and we're going to have a chat and see how I can help you get out of that place. Because the truth is that your relationships can make or break you, and you deserve the best relationships around you. So thank you very much for watching or listening, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. See you next time. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Mentor of Life podcast, your one-stop shop for innovative solutions in life, health, and relationships. My little piece of the internet is shalaezeokoli.com. That's shalaezeokoli.com. There you can find links to my social media pages, sign up to work with me, or invite me to speak at your corporation, conference, or other event. Thank you so very much for listening. Until next time, remember, yes, you can have it all.